Columbus is touting a new long-term effort to revitalize the Linden neighborhood. The One Linden plan promises housing, infrastructure improvements, and maybe even a grocery store. But officials will have to overcome skepticism after similar efforts in the past have fallen short. Kojo Ababio owns the New Harvest Urban Arts Center on Cleveland Avenue in Linden. In the lot next door, he shows off their garden.
Well, these are raised beds. You can see where folks have stolen a lot of the collard greens. But they didn't steal them. You know, we want them to eat, so we got raised.
While Columbus grows, areas like Linden are stagnating or even regressing. But city leaders are hoping they can reverse the trend by focusing public and private resources on the neighborhood. Although details are still slim, part of the One Linden plan would help grow businesses along the Cleveland Avenue corridor. Ababio says that would make sense, given its history.
They had a hardware store around the corner. Five and Dime used to be on this location. You know, and so this would be the appropriate place to make that happen, man. Make this the business district right down here in the heart of what's happening in Linden.
At a Columbus Metropolitan Club lunch, Ohio State University urban planner Jason Reese showed a slide of a storefront with graffiti along the side wall and cracked sidewalks out front. He asked where the photo was taken.
Linden, I heard Linden. What if I told you that was a short north about 30-some years ago?
Today, the storefront is a modern-looking building with floor-to-ceiling walls of glass.
What I may suggest to you is that neighborhoods that are about to go through transformation, most of us don't see it, right? We have the bias of now.
Carla Williams-Scott heads the city's Department of Neighborhoods. She acknowledges many in the area have seen big plans fall flat in the past. So, her department is focusing on efforts that can yield results in the short term, sort of a proof of concept to help maintain community involvement. She says one opportunity is housing, after major declines in neighborhood population.
Upwards in the high 20, low 30,000 in 1960 to about 18,000 now. And so there's actually room for growth in Linden with the current housing stock that we have.
The city, as it does for many initiatives, is trying to bring together private groups to bolster its efforts. William Scott says Habitat for Humanity is already pitching in.
They're working on new builds and renovations, and some of those houses will be coming online within the next 1 to 3 years because they've already started that process.
Still, the neighborhood lacks a key element, a grocery store. Kroger pulled out of the Northern Lights Shopping Center on Linden's north side last winter, leaving the neighborhood without a reliable source for fresh fruit and vegetables. Mayor Andrew Ginther admits a traditional big box grocery store might not work.
But I think there is a market, and the research plays this out, that we believe that a smaller market, fresh fruits and vegetables and some of the other items that you might find in a smaller market store might be best located in South Linden.
He says if the local population rebounds, the area might prove more attractive to larger grocery stores. Ababio from New Harvest has his doubts about the broader plan. But he says having it down on paper is a good sign, and he hopes it will serve as an idea the community can rally behind. Nick Evans, WOSU News.